How would you like to ramp up your club's game day atmosphere? Big Screen Video is giving 10 lucky sports clubs the chance to win a $10,000 grant towards their own digital scoreboard. Register now at iCanWin.com.au/BSV.
The Friday Agenda.
Gee, that's intense, isn't it? The old Friday agenda for November the 25th, never less.
Bit of extra added onto that.
Yeah, a little bit of spice on top.
Yeah,
there you go. On with this texter, though, by the way. Stringer's not due back at the club for 2 more weeks. He's putting in by being there early as well. Mark and Essendon, Dane Swan always believed that training was the time to get in shape, not before training started.
Yeah, I disagree. Dane Swan was magnificent. But he could still be playing almost, Dane Swan, I reckon.
Could he?
I don't know. I think he could have played for longer. And everyone's different. You know, I was mentally cooked more so than physically. Mm. So, you know, some players don't last that long. But we will see a lot of players play longer and longer because of the way they prepare themselves. That's not for everyone. I get it. But if I was at Clubland, I would just never let anyone off. That would be my one non-negotiable, to make sure you are in proper shape year round, not just when you're due at the club.
Get the skinnies back out. Get the calipers back out.
Well, yeah, get the skinnies out.
They can't do that anymore.
Well, you can't do it at the draft camp. You absolutely can do it at the draft combine. You can absolutely do it at AFL level.
That was a big story, wasn't it?
That's a dumb decision as well. It's making a softer generation, unfortunately.
Oh, it's body shame.
It's not body shame.
It's fat shaming.
You're a professional athlete. Your one job is to be in shape. All different sorts of things. There's a thing called a Dexter scan where you sort of go into a tube and it takes a full reading. It's a bit more accurate than the old-fashioned skinnies. But Justin Langer made headlines this week, as I know you spoke about at length, and Simon O'Donnell was really strong. I did enjoy his comments that perhaps at some point, you know, Justin's going to have to move on. Perhaps he has started the process of moving on because he sought to clarify his comments with Will Schofield on the Back Chat podcast. This audio from Channel 7 in Perth.
Mate, I've been blown away by the last few days. Paddy, ironically, I spoke to Paddy on Monday. We had a long talk about how the team was going and how, you know, how his family's going. And then some of this rubbish is complete and utter rubbish. I've got so much respect for Paddy Cummins. I think he's a brilliant player. I think he's an outstanding human being. And so any thought that there's war between Paddy, mate, could not be further from the truth. There was sort of talk about relating the word coward with Pat Cummins. It could not be further. If you listen to the podcast, I was actually praising Pat. I was praising Finchie. I was praising Tim Payne for giving me the feedback. Like, it was magic. I was actually complimenting them, not criticising them as it's come out. But, you know, it turns into a bushfire. What do you do?
He can't be surprised that it blew up. I mean, he's hardly spoken since, and he's chosen this podcast to get a lot of things off his chest. Now, we can argue context, and obviously we take him on face value, but he used some really powerful language in that podcast as well. And he's about to jump in the commentary box and I guess critique these players as well. So if he wasn't referring to Finch or Cummins or Tim Payne, then he's referring to other members of the dressing room who he termed cowards, not saucers.
Yeah, and Cricket Australia took it that way as well.
Absolutely.
Nick Hockley hit back pretty strongly in the hours after that podcast sort of was released. So it was naive from Justin. If he was surprised by how his comments were interpreted, that is the height of naivety, really.
Yeah, Nick Hockley said he would not stand by and cop Cummins being singled out and Finch being singled out. He said those words himself. So he wanted to put, as you say, he moved to Calm the Farm yesterday with Channel 7.
Do you think this is, because then there was some talk over the relationship between Channel 7 and the players and Langer's role in the commentary box at Channel 7. Do you think this was Channel 7 getting on the front foot and saying to Justin, hang on, you're going to be pretty influential in our commentary box. We want the access to the players. Can we just try and smooth this over?
Or was it Channel 7 just bemoaning the fact they missed out on the big exclusive?
Maybe,
like they pay to get him in the commentary box. He spilled his guts in a podcast. I can't imagine you'd be thrilled with that if you're Channel 7. But he did speak to them yesterday, as you said, over in Perth, Kane, and he wanted to put the perception, any perception there was, and there was plenty after this podcast, of a rift to bed.
I keep reading about Langer's got to let it go and he's bitter and twisted. Oh, man, I've never been happier in my whole life. I feel really happy, Ryan, and I'm really all this. The only thing I'm not happy about is what's happened in the last few days. It just doesn't make sense. I love my 4 years as coaching of Australia. It was brilliant. Didn't end as we like, as I would have liked. That's life, right? That's the business. It's a tough business. But I've got fond memories. Those guys we talk about, I ate with them, I drank with them, I celebrated with them. We got through COVID together. We got through sandpaper together. We won the World Cup together. We won the Ashes together. They're like my little brothers.
So Simon O'Donnell yesterday said, you know, unfortunately hasn't ridden off into the sunset, wave goodbye and enjoyed all he's achieved. That's the ugly side of this. He's got to be really careful not to lose the room and that perhaps it might be time, if not now, then very, very soon to perhaps, you know, move on rather than letting fly on podcasts or news services, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm. Anyway. Yeah, it's a bizarre twist to the story that what I thought was pretty much there in plain sight for us all to see. But anyway, Justin feels like he was misinterpreted, but he would be the only one.
The test starts in about a that way. Yeah, the test starts.
What
in
are
about
we expecting
a
from the West Indies? Like, there's been the most underwhelming build up to a Australian Test series in a while.
Not a lot, and hopefully the appetite is there for it too, because goodness me, it wasn't there for that meaningless ODI series against England. So we get the Test series against the Windies, and then South Africa in the country as well. They will feature over the summer weeks and the festive season, and they're here, of course, for the Boxing Day Test. And I'm sure they will over at Optus Stadium in Perth. Surely I'd like to think the appetite for Test cricket is still relatively strong, even if we don't expect a heck of a lot from the West Indies, who are in action at the moment in that PM's 11 match up in Canberra. Langer, off the text from Greg, was warned on several occasions about his volatility. This doesn't wash with the younger generation. And look, it's been a debatable topic for the better part of a year. He's certainly a polarising figure, Justin Langer, and I don't expect that to change anytime soon. Around the grounds, AFLW style, Kane, thanks to Rainbird, the intelligent use of water. Grand final is this weekend. It's Sunday. It's between Brisbane and Melbourne. You can tune in from 12 o'clock for a preview of that game and then the call of the game itself on SEN. Dane Zorko is going to drop by. He'll be part of the commentary team alongside JD, John Donohoe, and Lauren Bella from the Suns. That's thanks to Rainbird, the intelligent use of water. And your man Swanee last night, did you ask him about Springfield? He's fired off a few bullets during the week, hasn't he?
No, he was optimistic about it and the role that it's going to play for the Lions. They need to increase the capacity, but they're hopeful to hold some preseason games there. And he was terrific, Greg Swan, last night. Fair bit going on at Brisbane, but mostly positive, but with the looming shadow of Chris Fagan still hovering over the club.
Indeed. Didn't they recruit well, though, to get Gunston in? They get Dunkley in. They're going to get
Connor McKenna's the one as well.
McKenna, yeah, who was always going there. He wanted the sea change to move up
for
there
nothing.
As well. Exactly. And then they're going to get Will Ashcroft as the father-son, depending on when the bid comes for him. And then Jasper Fletcher as well, heavily mooted to go to Brisbane also.
Yeah, so, no, I love what they've done in the off-season. You know, Gunston's an upgrade for Mick Stay. You get the youth and the energy in, and Ashcroft's going to play an important role straight up. And the others, Dunkley is an A-grade mid already. So they really should be in the top two premiership favourites, you'd think.
They're going to be a big watch next year.
Sometimes needing new tyres can catch us by surprise. That's why Tyre Power gives you the power of Zip Pay and Zip Money. You can get what you need now, get back on the road safely and pay for it later. Terms and conditions apply. So visit tyrepower.com.au or call 13 21 91.